Mahadeva Goswami never replied. But who replied?
Echo.
They thought, they, Ha Putra, who is Putra? Who is son? Who is father? Who is mother? Who is son? Nothing. Only this is ignorance. Both are souls. All are servants of Krishna. But now, a soul has become wife and one soul has become husband, like in drama play. Both are like males, boys, accidents, and one becomes wife and one becomes husband, only by dressing. So now dress is this. Some female, some father, some mother. This relation is not true. But world is not false. Never. It has come from Krishna. Krishna has created all this by his Sapta Sankalpa Shakti. So any wish coming from Krishna, his power accomplishes all this. So this world has come from the wish of Krishna by his Yogmaya or Mahamaya. So it is not false. But it is changeable. But to think that this is mine, body is myself, I am this body. And oh, Lord, my relative, this is quite false. So, Sukadeva Goswami never heard this, but this forest echo replied him, who putra, who son, who father? Here, who are Sukadeva Goswami really? Sriya Sukha, it has written. Sri Sukha Uvacha. First, Sukadeva Goswami told. Sri means here Sriya. Sriya means Srimati Radhika. The Sri of Krishna, power of Krishna. So he was first the parrot of Srimati Radhika. Radhika used to love him so much and he used to take him that parrot on his left hand like this and giving some and sometimes rice and milk and
collecting
and tells that all parrot, can you repeat me? Krishna, 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 Krishna. And parrot in the same tune of Radhika, same tune. He used to repeat Krishna, Krishna, like Srimati Radhika. One day he was playing on the hands of Srimati Radhika and repeating Krishna, Krishna. But at once, by the nature of that parrot, it flew away. And very nearby, Krishna garden was there in Nandagaon. From Barsana and Nandagaon, no difference. So he came. And there was a tree, small tree. He at once sat on there. Madhumangala and Krishna were playing there and talking so many things. And at once, I came there and began to speak. Krishna, Krishna, in the tune of Srimati Radhika. Krishna song. Oh. Where is Radhika? She is telling Krishna, Krishna. So he was searching Radhika. But he saw that there was no Radhika. Oh, when the parrot was sitting on the branches of it. And he became so happy. And he began to call Krishna. Oh, come on. In very sweet tune. Oh, at once the parrot was tall and came on the hands of and then began to cry. Oh, you should speak what you are speaking. You should sing what you are singing.
and then he began to Krishna, Krishna, and the tune of same Radhika. And he also told something else. Oh, I'm so unlucky and unfortunate, ungrateful. I was sitting on the hands of Srimati Kishori ji, very teeny is that, very beautiful, so sweet, so fragrant. And she was giving me pomegranate and milk and dry. And so much have the affection to me. But by nature of animal, bird, I flee away from there. And he was beating. Oh, Krishna. Oh, again he used to be speaking. Again he was yelling, and again he was speaking. So Krishna was playing with that parrot. In the meantime, two came. Oh, the sakis of Radhika, Lalita and Vishakha. They were very worried for that parrot. That parrot was of Srimati Radhika. So they came in search of that parrot, where he had gone, and Radhika was now so much worried for that parrot. So he ordered them, told them, that go and search and bring my parrot. They are part, I cannot leave. Oh, he speaks, oh, so sweet, Krishna, Krishna. And they came to Krishna and they told that, oh, this parrot is of my Srimati Radhika, so please give me and we will take it to Radhika. But Krishna refused. He told that if this parrot is of Radhika and yours, you can call, and if he goes, then yours and you can take. But they told that anyone in this world who will go to you, oh, they never return. They cannot return. But I know this thing. But if my sakhi will come, what to tell Parvati, you will also be attracted to that. And she will take you. So, my sakhi cannot come here. So please give me. Krishna told her, I cannot give. So you can call, and if he goes, no harm. But they were calling, but Parvati was not coming. At last they went to Yashoda Maiya and told, Mother Yashoda, our Sakhi Radhika is so worried for this parrot and Krishna is not giving. So please manage to give this parrot to us and we will take it and we will give to Srimati Radhika. Otherwise she may die. Oh, Yashoda told her, oh, be seated here. Couple of minutes, I am coming. And so quickly she went where Krishna was playing with Dishuk and Madhumangal. He at once took that bird. What are you doing? And he chastises them, always playing with dogs and sparrows and all these things. Naughty boy, I don't want. You have not taken even your bath, and your father is sitting, waiting for you for taking Mahaprasadam. Everything is ready. Oh, at once. And he dragged Krishna, taking his hand. And Krishna could not do anything. And took the parrot at once. And then he, oh, sit down here and take bath and come here. And he gave this parrot. So this parrot is of Srimati Radhika. Sri Asuka, the parrot of Srimati Radhika. How he came in the womb of his mother? Who is his mother? The wife of Vyasa is his mother. His name is Bhitika Devi. They were in Himalayas, in Badrikashram, where Ganges comes. Very beautiful place, where Vyasa has written all Upanishads and Purans, and he has divided Srimad Vedas in four and divisions. So they were there, and always engaged in Harikatha, writing all these things. Oh, nearby Badrikashram, Kedarnath is there, where Shankar is there. Kailash, near Kailash. Shankar also. When Kali was coming, parrot was going here and there to hear pastimes of Krishna, but nowhere Krishna katha. He was such a high class of association. Went to Kailash and saw, and that, oh, Shankar is telling same Bhagavat katha to his wife, Parvati. And he sat on the bench of any tree there, covered with leaves. In the meantime, he was setting Harikatha, and by the nature of omens, Parvati slept there. He did first
yoni.
And after that, he took his like this. And after that, and Shankar was absorbed in weeping, melting heart. And that parrot, very expert in imitation, she began to imitate like Parvati. Oh, again, more is gone, gone. Very sweet, very sweet. And hearing this, that my wife is telling every all things, and he was so inspired and going on. But when Srimad Bhagavat was finished to the end, then anyhow Parvati
woke up
and told, oh, I have not heard anything of that, I was slept. So who heard? Oh, he began to search. He thought that qualified person should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially 10th canto, Netat Samacharita Jatu. Those who are not qualified, if they will hear, oh, very
problem.
So any unqualified person should not hear all these things. They cannot adjust them.
Digest,
or they cannot reconcile all these things. They can make offenses. So they should. If anyone hears, what will be? Oh, they will be transcendental, immortal. Then he, oh, this parrot has heard? So he is not qualified, being an animal or bird. And then he wanted to kill that parrot, and he patrolled. He ran with his trident. Shook at once, like flew away, and he went to Badrikash. There, Sukadeva Goswami was there, telling Harikatha, this Srimad Bhagavatam. And his two wives, he has compiled, he has seen in trance Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was explaining all to his wife. And his wife, not like Parvati, oh, she was hearing so attentively. Like drinking. We should hear Srimad Bhagavatam, drinking by mouth, all these things coming from the mouth of Gurudev or any high class of devotee. By ear, yes, and also by mouth. And at once the parrot came and to save his life. Shankar came with pride and with very anger moved. And he asked Vyasadeva, have you seen any parrot coming here? I saw that it came here, but after this I am not seeing. Where is he gone? Then Vyasadeva told that, why you are worried for that parrot? What he offense he has done? Oh, he has heard Srimad Bhagavatam. Can you tell that who has heard Srimad Bhagavatam? What is the effect? Oh, he becomes immortal. Then if he has become mortal,
immortal.
How you can think that? And he began to laugh, and then Shankar also began to laugh. This is unfairly. And that bird, being in the stomach of Pompa mother, she was hearing for 16 years constantly all these things, not 7 days, not 1 month, 16 years, all these hearing, repeatedly. So how he can be? Knowing all these things, more than Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj has taught Upanishad, Vedas at that time, Upanishad and Vedas were there. And now he is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, after 16 years, that they told, oh, who are you in the womb of your mother? Don't give so much trouble to your mother. Oh, come on, come on. I don't know who are you, but you should come on. But from whom ever come that voice came that I cannot come. I come in Maya. What is Maya? He told also, explain. What is Maya? Maya in Sanskrit. Sat will come ya. Means
what?
Which is not a real thing. Maya. What is not real thing? Transcendental. That is attraction to Maya. Illusory disconnections. Relations, that he is my father, mother, and this wealth is mine, this dog is mine, this, oh, hairs are mine. Always involved in time. This is called Maya. If we think that all this wealth is of Krishna, my life is made servant of Srimati Radhika. We are all son and daughter of Krishna. We are eternal servant of Krishna. No harm. By all these paraphernalia, we can serve Krishna and Radha. Then this is not illusory Maya. But this we are thinking, I mean, we are doers. We are tester of this world. All spirit is come. Then it is Maya. So he replied that, I cannot come in this Maya. So he was out of Maya, but he was telling, because Kali Yuga was coming after Krishna. So he was so much worried. Then Vyasadeva told that, I will
renew
Maya for a second or eyelids time. He told, I don't believe you. Who are you? I am Vyasadeva. I cannot believe you. You cannot do. Then who can do? If Krishna will come and tell that you should come on and I have removed the Maya, then I may come. That Vyasadeva at once prayed to Krishna and Krishna came and told, who are you? You should come at once from the womb of your mother. He told, but who are you? I am Krishna. Oh, you are Krishna. I have believed in you. I am coming there. Krishna told that, I am remembering Maya for a
moment.
You should come. And he removed the Maya. At once he came from the womb and Krishna disappeared. And he began to run to
forest.
And that was, oh then, oh my son, ha putra ha. But he has no Maya, no attachment. So he was going on. There was a pond nearby. When Sukhdeva Goswami was passing through that pond, and a very beautiful asparas. Asparas means demigod. Angels. Very beautiful. Naked. Without any doubt, they were swimming, they were playing in that pond. But when Sukhdeva Goswami passed, not caring anything. But when the father of Sukhdeva Goswami with long white beard and this very old days, as one thing, same came and by sight came out of the pond and they took their garments and began to do pranam. That they told that, why you are now feeling shy? I am your father, so aged, so old, and my son, 16 years old, very beautiful, naked,
yeah.
But you have no sense for him. they told that, oh, he went past and saw us, but he never questioned us. But you are five questions. He had no idea that male, female, wood or tree or human or what. Nothing. No attachment at all. But why you are asking? So you have some difference of male, female, girl, woman and this. So how qualified he was. So that was not attached to his son because he was like Narayan. Was manifestation of Krishna. Why he was calling? Because he has a very good student for Srimad Bhagavatam. At that time there was none qualified like Sukadeva Goswami to whom he can
speak this.
And he can accept like a student for Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why he was. And what became author, I will tell tomorrow. Go tomorrow.
गौरव माझे गुमे दिया सान कृपा गौरे गौरव माझे गुमे दिया सान आजा दिला मोरे गजे बची आजा दिला हरि नाम कर गान हरि नाम আবার কৃপা করি গৌরব নমাজে গোধুমে দিয়া চলান জয় গুরু দেবা জয় গুরু দেবা জয় গুরু দেবা জয় গুরু
Prabhu, Nanda Baba and all others. So this is not only a parrot, transcendental. And he has taken this stage only to see it in the hands of Radhika. Or by to be and to sing Radha. And Krishna will tell him that, oh, you should speak Radhe Radhe, then you will tell Radhe Radhe. And Mati Radhika will tell, you should tell Krishna Krishna. Can anyone have any chance to be curiosated by Radhika and Krishna for? No. So, knowingly, they have become. So he was Sukha Goswami. And Krishna wanted that this Srimad Bhagavatam, high class of all these services by, done by gopis to Krishna, by Yashoda, Nanda Baba, he should manifest in this. So Sukha Goswami knew, and that is why he is doing again pranam by this slope. Just swanubhavam akhila kutisharamika adhyatma deepam ati tetesatanka mandam sansarina karunaya puran ko tang vyas sunum upayami tu take your mind as written heart here forget what has done everything and bring your mind your heart your attention everything. That is why it has been told, we will tell. The heart should not be pinched with any arrow of man, apaman.
Prestige and insult.
Insult and all other insults. then anabiddha, without very attentively, very honorably, if you will hear all these things, you will clear your heart. Very soon, very soon. And that is why if you are not being like that, of so many worldly desires and everything coming, heart is not no so you hear all these things attractively, like we take a nectar flower, very just, again he is doing namaskar, he is doing prayer to his Gurudev, jasva anubhavam akhilashuti sarameka adhyatma deepam pati titir satantamandam sansarina karunaya puran guriyam san vyasun swayam.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him, Shuka, the spiritual master of all sages, the son of Vyasadeva, who, out of his great compassion for those gross materialists who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence, spoke this most confidential supplement to the cream of Vedic knowledge, after having personally assimilated it by experience.
Who has translated this? Whose translation you read? It has been first translated in Bengali or in Hindi, and then his translation. Authentic translation. Your Swanubhavam Akhila Suti Sarva. Srimad Bhagavatam, what is Srimad Bhagavatam? It is the essence of all the Vedic literature. All literature. Swanubhav, what is meaning?
Self-assimilated or experienced.
He has realized all these things, what he has told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything realized. Because he knows from bottom to top. Everything he has seen, so Sukadeva Goswami, and realized all the past times of Krishna, which anyone has not seen yet. It may be that Lalita has not seen. It may be. Even Srimati Radhika, when he was in out of sense, and Krishna was also out of sense, and he was seen and what? And by the grace of Krishna, he was in sense. It has been told that any person who is not realized of all these facts, they cannot explain Srimad Bhagavatam in less than thousand of verses. They cannot. Because they don't know, they have no experiences. And those who have no experience of this, if they are telling, then everything is like this. Nothing. They will not make any good results if they are not. If they will reach Srimad Bhagavatam, if they are not qualified, then bad things will come. If you will hear, oh, Krishna Bhavanamrita and Govinda Lilamrita in this state, what is that? Bad result. So, and it should be realized, then he should tell. If anyone is not realized of all these facts, then he is not qualified to explain. So we should hear only from them those who have realized so much. It will be better. But not if, then anyhow, Sumatyam Adhikari, who is sincere, honor for that, it will be no some day. But actually, like Sukadeva Goswami, like others, if they have. But if anyone has realized, he cannot speak also, he cannot explain. why? He will be out of sense, always weeping, melting heart, and he will be always out of sense if he will speak and explain. He cannot also. Then what to do? Very
big problem.
But if Krishna will try to speak, he will also. He cannot speak. He will be out of sense, melted out. When he will begin to speak about the activities and seva done by Nanda Baba Yashoda Maiya and about gopis, as he, when he sent Uddhav to Vrindavan, he was like that, could not speak anything. He was shocked. So Krishna cannot, Srimati Radhika cannot do. Then who will do? Oh, Krishna Kripa. If Krishna Kripa, Aradha Kripa is there, and if they are merciful, and that Kripa comes in a very high class of devotees, those who have realized this thing. Like Sukadeva Goswami, when this Kripa Shakti will come, then it may be that he will acquire these names and some incidents that he will not be
out of.
Anayaradito, very, very
indirectly.
So that trans manner. Due to Kripa Shakti, if their Kripa Shakti is not there, and he is telling his transcendental person, even he will be choked and he cannot do. He will be out of sense. But the Kripa Shakti, what Kripa Shakti? Mercy potency. If by conjugal Radha and Krishna is there, and he wants Shiva, that potency wants, that he could manifest all the three forms. Then, next very carefully we'll explain all this. And where there is reason for trance or anything, oh, he will tell all these things
indirectly.
But even he will be like what?
Upset.
He cannot, at that time he will tell something which is not a
connection, no link.
No link. Like he was telling about Damodar Leela, and then he remembered something and he became upset and he took another topic. He changed the topic. He not changed, but Kripa Shakti. So he is telling, Karunayaha. What Karunayaha? This is transcendental, that Krishna, not he, but the Karuna of Krishna and Radhika, and then he became so much merciful to all. This mercy is from Krishna, Daya and Radhika, and that is why he has become now what? A boon to be. If these are qualities or any guru, okay. So this is Suti Sharameka, essence of all the Vedic literature, Puran literature, all everything, Upanishads and everything. This is like a light. It keeps light in and
this
all darkness. Darkness what?
Of ignorance.
There are so many kinds of ignorance.
Of itself.
If you know Krishna, Tattva, all things, and he knows that, really he knows the, all the of about Krishna. And he knows that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead and having so much affluence. But he cannot suffer than Krishna conjugal in the way of Gopi and Prabhupada. Then, what to do here? We'll have to forget that Krishna is Supreme Personality of the Godhead. This is fact, but yet we will have to forget. Swamiji came to remind you that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. No? But I have come that you should forget that thing. That he is Supreme Personality of Godhead.
We have first Western world don't know that Krishna is Supreme Godhead.
But actually he told you that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And now I have
Mercifully,
Gurudev has come. But I have come back. Oh, he has done right, but you shouldn't be in one class only. If he was now here, he should also have told the same thing what I am saying. That forget that Krishna was Supreme Personality of God. And think that he was your friend, Krishna is your friend, your son, your children. That is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, by mercy of Krishna and Radhika, and then mercy that came in him, and then he told to all this Purana Guhyam, confidential history. No, there are 36 kinds of Puran.
54.
This Puran. Pramukh.
Prominent.
And then Upapuran. And then Shakha Puran. Thus, what have you told me? No. 54 kinds of Puran. But this Puran is essence of all Puran. There are so many Purans which tell about the three pastimes of Krishna, so many, like Brahma Vaivarta, Garga Swayam Gita, other Purans, more than Srimad Bhagavatam sometimes, clearing the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam. But they are not essential. There is some rajasic and tamasic mood there. For beginners, it may help something. But those who have read Srimad Bhagavatam, they cannot help something. So, that day, called from forest his son, by Kripa Shakti, to manifest Srimad Bhagavat in this world. How he brought the son who had gone in forest, given up his father, not hearing, my son, ha putra ha putra, and he left. But he was so death was so tricky also. So much. He saw that some hunters were going to forest to catch some birds, some animals, and by that they will sell them to others and make some money. They told them, very well, we are going to forest to some birds, some animals, and to sell to others. Oh, I will give you a mantra by which if you will utter this mantra, remember this mantra, oh, so many birds, as you like, they will come in your trap, and every you can. And he told them, any mantra of Srimad Bhagavatam, And when they went there, they began to chant that mantra. They made their track there, kept and began to chant. Varaha Piram Natavarapu Karnego Karnikaram Vipratabhata Sanaka Kapitam Vajayanti Jamanam Ramdhāve Nuragarsutaya Pūrvayan Gopavrindai Vindarannam Sabadaramanam Prabhishatavi. It is the most beautiful flow in Srimad Bhagavatam about the beauty of transcendental beauty of space. There are so many slokas, but this slok has been told by gopis, and gopi are supermost. So their description of Krishna face will be supermost. Krishna is so beautiful. Teeny is it. His beauty is like clouds who are going to give power. And beauty of his clouds are like lightning. That lightning comes and goes. And this lightning?
Permanent.
Very beautiful garland of so many flowers, Bali, Chameli, Jui and others, seven flowers completely. Very sweet, very fragrant. Bees are hemming on them, top to bottom, from feet to the earth. And Kundal?
Yeah.
Like this. And all the boys, peacock feather. Not
right,
like this, but bending towards left. Seeking something where I should go, in what, on whom feet I should go. And flow, very sweet, very sweet. Krishna is giving his whole sweetness in that. She has that sweet, the truth has nothing of it. So a sister should be like that. A devotee should be like that. That Krishna sound will come like a nectar. That should be known not in that. Not
obstacle.
Any. So that Krishna sound may come and go. So the nine
fold.
Though Krishna was playing on flute here, in this world, in Vrindavan, but she saw that there is no one qualified, crossed, and went through Brahmalok, Diraja, and then Sivalok, Vaikunthalok, even she saw that no one qualified here. Ajodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, went to, and then it went to Braja, and it was so mysterious that she went only in the ears of the beloved gopis, not to anyone else. If you will tell anything, all will hear. But this flute sound was so mysterious and so powerful that it only went in the soul, in the ears of only beloved gopis, not in the ears of Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Siddham, Subhava, anyone. So beautiful. And what she did? She took the heart of gopis. And heart was taken by that song to Krishna. And they became restless. Oh, who has taken my this precious heart? And they began to follow. That is all. So, Sukadeva Goswami knows all these things, how Krishna played on feet and it went on the ears of gopis and they followed the sound to catch this fish and they can do that. And then what Krishna told? Why you can be here? You should go to your home. Serve your husband. So many things. So that knowing all these things, and if he knowing all these things, he also in Antarjani. So all. Knowing all
hearts.
Why? Why he can know? Because always serving Radha and Krishna, and Radha Krishna are everywhere.
Everybody's heart.
Like Paramatma or Krishna.
Yes.
To serve his transcendental Prabhu of Sukadeva Goswami.
Yeah.
So any devotee who has realized all these things, he cannot live without his whatsoever Krishna and Radha. So where they will be, there will be also. So they are very, but even transcendental, so they can live with Krishna. Is Narayan, Vishnu, all transcendental manifestation of Krishna can be in Krishna, even he was very
small.
Then why all the souls cannot? How cannot? They must. So Sukadeva Goswami knowing everyone's heart, and for them he has told